Thank you, Captain, said Bail once Obi-Wan, beyond speaking, was settled in the comprehensively equipped medbay. Give us a few moments, then he'll be all yours. Corbell nodded. Sir?
I'll get us out of here,
Padme murmured as the captain returned to the passenger compartment and his men. She touched her hand lightly to Obi-Wan's shoulder.
Don't worry, we'll be home soon.
Then, leaving Bail to keep him company, she went forward to the cockpit and did indeed get them the vape off Segula. Good riddance, good riddance. Criff the Sith and all their foul works. Return course set for Coruscant, punched deliriously fast into hyperspace, she left the yacht to fly itself and made her way back to her rescued passengers. Lowered voices in the medbay stopped her outside in the corridor. Well, she heard Bail say, is it coming back? A long silence, then,
yes, said Obi-Wan.
Padme felt a new rush of relief. He'd looked so dreadful, as though he'd never speak again. She really wished she knew what they were talking about. See, said Bail, I told you the Sith couldn't stop you being a Jedi. Not forever, anyway.
Yes, you did, said Obi-Wan.
To her shock, his voice broke. Held such emotion. She'd never heard anything like it before, not from him.
You need medical attention, Obi-Wan,
Bail said after a moment, and he, too, sounded like a man overwhelmed. You heard Padme. Yoda's hand-picked clone medics. So are you going to make a fuss, or will you let them do their job? She heard Obi-Wan cough, a horrible, rattling sound.
Has anyone ever told you, Senator, that you're really rather annoying?
In fact, they have, Master Jedi, Bail retorted. But not as many times as you've been told you're a pain in the butt.
There was so much affection in their voices. Padme felt her throat close.
She never imagined she'd hear Bail and Obi-Wan speaking like friends. Like two people who'd known each other for years. What had happened to them back on Zagula? She was desperate to find out. You want a painkiller? Said Bail.
I believe I do, replied Obi-Wan.
Bail snorted. Smart man. I'll go get Captain Corbell. A moment later, he stepped into the corridor, saw her, and stopped. Padme! Caught eavesdropping, she lifted her chin.
Obi-Wan's not the only one who needs first aid. We've got 6 medics on board, remember. One of them is yours.
Bail nodded. That sounds good, but I'd like to sit for a while first. Can we just sit, do you think? His eyes were shadowed with what she was sure were dreadful memories, and he looked ready to drop where he stood.
Of course, she said gently. And if you want to talk, I'm here.
He shook his head. Not now. Maybe later. He'd have to talk about it eventually, for security reasons, if nothing else. But she could wait. She was good at waiting. She patted his arm.
Anytime, my friend.